Roger and JP. It's 7:52. We got some rain this morning.
What are you talking about?
At a high of 62. Brett, our producer, is telling us about flies. I thought flies were dirty, but I thought if they landed on your food, you shoo them away and it's not a big deal. They have, you know, whatever on their feet, but it's never bothered me in my life.
Right. I've always heard.
Brett's telling us the truth here about what it really is.
I've always heard that, you know, their feet are so dirty that usually they, you know, do number two on your food as soon as they land.
What does doing number two have to do with their feet being dirty?
Well, they land on stuff as well, obviously.
Right, that part, yeah.
And they also are doing number two when they land on your food.
I never knew that.
Only on my food or on anything?
Usually on food. I think they kind of land on it, eat whatever it is real quick,
and then go on it. I've never heard this before.
But now they're saying they don't poop on it. They throw it up right on your food.
Are you serious? This is science saying this? This is real, like...
Are you making this up?
I'm not making it up. It's a real article.
Oh, my God.
You read this thing? You're not going to survive this.
I'll be okay.
No, you're not going to be okay, because out of all of us, you are by far the, I shouldn't say, complete germaphobe.
Correct.
But you are by far more...
I'm concerned with it.
Yeah.
I mean, you take my bottle of Purell on my desk and make it seem like I'm this over-the-top...
Yeah, but you have a hard time with it. Right or wrong?
Yeah, I do. I'm not going to say it's not on my mind.
Okay.
I don't
let it cripple my life.
I might be able to forget this story when it's all done.
I'm gone.
Forget about it. You're not.
It will be in my head.
Yeah,
for the
every
rest
time
of my
you
life.
Go to somebody's house and there's a barbecue going and that thing lands on your hot dog, you got a decision to make.
I mean, I've already thought about the poop aspect, but now I have to think about the puke aspect.
Where'd you get this?
Daily Mail.
And what does it say?
It says what a fly actually does when it lands on your food is that they always is the key word, vomit on your food when they land on it.
Stop it.
Now, it's very small, so I can, as much as I think about it, I can also psych myself out saying, oh, it's just the corner of the hot dog. I'll just,
yeah.
I'll
not just eat cut that part. No
I'll just,
way.
I'll just cut that
You're
off.
Not going to make it through the summer. Brett's going to come back after Labor Day, 40 pounds lighter. What's the matter? Yeah,
I mean, that wouldn't
eat.
Be a bad thing.
I ate nothing all summer.
Yeah, I couldn't eat.
that's really it? That's
Hi, this is Brett for the flyaway diet.
Put some flies on your food, you'll definitely eat less.
No way. Where'd you get this from?
Daily Mail.
And it's a scientific study, so this is how they work. This is how they do it. I always thought it was just you don't want flies landing on your food because
right,
you never know where they've been.
Yeah, and you go and you wave
and
them away.
I
didn't
away.
Know they puke right. on my food. So every
instantly.
Time they touched ground.
Right.
Every time.
I can't even. Oh, that's
summer's
horrible
gonna,
news.
Listen, again, I'll be able to black it out because my memory span is close to nothing. But, you know, I don't know about
every
the whole,
time.
Yeah.
Will Jesus. It stop you from eating a cheeseburger then?
No way.
Do you just wish them away?
I would just eat, yeah. And there are different types of flies. Not every fly, I'm sure, does the same
no,
stuff.
No, it's every, right?
Keep telling yourself that.
It's every fly, right?
There's house flies. There's bottleneck flies. I do know that they
right
survive a lot of them by eating poop and by eating other dead animals.
Yeah,
so
no,
that
well,
stuff
that's why
is probably...
Filthy.
You haven't gone to the doctor for anything real in 10 years because you're afraid, but you'll go out there and eat that hot dog after the fly lands on it and pukes on it?
Yeah, what are you going to do?
Okay.
Well, especially once it's... Yeah, you're okay.
We'll learn something new every day.
You're a puzzle wrapped in an enigma, my friend.
7:56.
Delicious. I thought he said he wasn't pooping.
They do both.
No. And you know how they're always on the watermelon and stuff?
Mm-hmm. Nice and fresh. Man. And refreshing.
All right, we learned something new. There's something for the summer. Here's Ted.
Why don't you take the rest of the day off, Brett?
You got it.
Cut it out.
Your BAV sunrise.